This is Akashvani, the news read by Hagiani. India and Angola today exchanged several agreements in various fields, including agriculture, traditional medicine and culture. The agreements were exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi. In his joint press statement, Prime Minister Modi stated that India is committed to take firm and decisive action against terrorists and those who support them. The Prime Minister announced that the defense credit line of $200 million has been approved for the modernization of Angola's forces. He added that discussions were also held on the repair and overhaul of defense platforms and supply. India has banned direct or indirect imports from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate of General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. In Goa, 6 persons lost their lives and over 80 others were injured in a stampede at the Sri Lairai Zatra Festival in Shirgaon village at Bicholim today. The injured are undergoing treatment at Bicholim Health Center, Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical Hospital. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant visited the Mapusa District Hospital and met the injured. Minister Neelkanth Halrankar, MLA Dr. Chandrakant Shetty also visited the district hospital to review the situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the stampede at the Sri Lairai Zatra Festival in Shirgaon village. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed sadness at the loss of lives at the stampede. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the loss of lives due to the stampede in Shirgaon, Goa. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India can take the global leadership in the field of media and entertainment sector. He said several global firms have shown willingness to work with India in this regard. 7 global firms, including Google, Meta and Microsoft today, signed an MOU with the Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, during Waves Summit in Mumbai. The IICT will be set up in Mumbai with a funding of 400 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said, in the coming days, the IICT will set the same template as IIT and IIM. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has appreciated the work being done by community radios across the nation. He said that all community radios are working for some cause and promoting our tradition. He was addressing the inaugural session of Community Radio Sammelan in Waves today. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju was also present for the inaugural session. He noted that community radio shows dedication and commitment for the community. Nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2025 are now open for children aged between 5 and 18 years as of 31st July this year. The Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar is a prestigious national-level award conferred annually by the President of India to recognize the exceptional achievements of children across the country. The last date for submission of nominations is 31st July. 19 fishermen from Nagapattinam were allegedly attacked by the Sri Lankan pirates this morning. The fishermen from Akarai Pattai in Nagapattinam district of Tamil Nadu had been fishing near Kotikarai when the incident occurred. The pirates allegedly took their fish catch, which is valued at around 20 lakh rupees, along with their fishing nets. The wounded were admitted to the hospitals at Nagapattinam for treatment. The fishermen associations have demanded the centre and the state government to take appropriate action on the issue with the Sri Lankan government. The IPL cricket hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the bullet train project site at Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai to review the progress of India's first high-speed rail corridor. The minister inspected the key construction zones, interacted with the engineers and officials, and emphasized the government's commitment to timely completion of the ambitious Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project. During his visit, Mr. Vaishnaw reiterated the significance of the project in transforming India's rail infrastructure and boosting economic connectivity. The India Met Department has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning, hailstorms and gusty winds for many parts of northwest India for the next 4 to 5 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.